Unit 4. Professional Responsibility. A unique aspect of the 40-story Hyatt Regency Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri, was its lobby. The lobby was a multi-story atrium with three steel, glass, and concrete bridge walkways crossing over the lobby. These were located on the second, third, and fourth floors, and they were suspended from the ceiling by steel rods and beams. The fourth floor walkway was directly above the second floor walkway. Each walkway was approximately 37 meters long and weighed approximately 29,000 kilograms. On July 17, 1981, there was a dance competition held on the main floor of the hotel lobby. About 2,000 people were in attendance, and many of them went out onto the walkways above in order to view the competition below. Suddenly, the fourth floor walkway fell onto the second floor walkway, and they both then fell down onto the crowd of people below. This resulted in 114 deaths and 216 injuries. At that time, it was the deadliest structural collapse in U.S. history. The subsequent investigation into the tragic disaster revealed a shocking lack of competence, not only in the original design of the walkways, but also in their actual construction. The investigators found that the original design for the suspension of the heavy walkways only reached 60% of the standard guidelines for safety. However, during the construction of the walkways, the design was changed, and these changes led to a safety margin of only 30% of what was needed for the walkways to be hung from the ceiling with safety. This negligence on the part of the designers, as well as the engineers in charge of the construction, resulted in the terrible loss of many lives. The chief engineer and his project manager were found to be guilty of indifference to professional duties by a Missouri state judge. This demonstrates that engineers can be held responsible for their own incompetence, as well as the poor performance of engineers who are supervised by them. Engineers have professional and legal responsibility for their work. Exercises G. 1. The second floor walkway, A, was suspended directly above the fourth floor walkway. B, was just below the third floor walkway. C, was hit by the fourth floor walkway when it fell. Two, the two walkways collapsed, A, and fell onto the ceiling, B, onto the fourth floor, C, onto the crowd of people on the lobby floor. Three, the original design for the suspension of the walkways, A, was made even more unsafe by changes during construction. B, was 60% safer than other designs. C, was not designed by engineers. Four, the chief engineer and the project manager, A, were not involved in the construction. B, were responsible for the human deaths and injuries. C, were very professional.